up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go once again. Time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're hanging out for another week. What the heck are we going to do for the next hour? Well, play this stack of records, I guess. So glad you're along with. Hopefully you hear a couple classics in here that you're like, wow, I haven't heard that one for a long time. And I believe for the first time ever, we're going to start out with two records that are not polkas. We're going to start out with an Oberic and a Schottische. Why? Because that's the way the records came up in the stack this week. So let's get it rolling, shall we? Dave Potvin and his Crystal Airs Orchestra is up first. And that's Crystal, spelled C-H-R-Y-S-T-A-L. Crystal. It adds a little air of class to the name, don't you think? Here's the Picnic Grove Oberic. Right, there we go. That's got to be one of the shortest records we've ever started the show with. Anyway, that is the Picnic Grove Oberic and Dave Potvin and his Crystal Airs Orchestra. Feels kind of picnicky around here today. That's why I thought, well, that's a good one to start with because the sun's shining here in northern Minnesota. Been kind of a nice end of the week anyway. So can't complain. And, people are fishing again because fishing season is underway. And so that's a big plus. People are out there with temps in the 70s around here. It's kind of wild, I'm telling you. Although it could snow at any moment. You never know. I have slides I've taken during blizzards during the month of May around here. So anything's possible. I told you we're going to start out with an Oberic and a Schottische. It's Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, of course, and the Bunny Hop Schottische.
We'll be right back.
Wow, I had no idea that record was going to sound like somebody was frying bacon in the background. I mean, sure, every now and then we play a record that's a little fuzzy, but holy moly, man, Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins there, and the Bunny Hop Schottisch here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another week. Let's do Al Soyka and the orchestra. Here's the Sweet Helen Polka. There you have it there. That is the Al Soyka Orchestra and the Sweet Helen Polka. If you're wondering what the heck is going on, it's Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with me for another show this week. Got a stack of great records to spin here for you, so stand by, all right? Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum for just a minute. Who was I talking to last week? I was talking to somebody. I can't remember now, and they were like, oh, they had inherited an accordion from somebody that was like from the 40s, I think. And they were wondering, they didn't think it worked right. And they were wondering anywhere they could learn about it and all that kind of stuff. And I said, well, you probably want to talk to somebody at the World of Accordions Museum, which for us is only a little over an hour away. And they're like, what? And I said, the World of Accordions Museum. It's in Superior, Wisconsin. They got 1,400 accordions in there. They got a world. They have the accordion repair and technician school in there. They got a concert hall. They got research material. They have everything you could possibly need to know about accordions. And they were like, holy crap, you're kidding. So what they did with that knowledge, I don't know. But you too could go visit the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. And even if you're not going to be in the area and you have no intention of ever being in the area, it would still be cool to take a look at their website and then just be amazed. So do that, worldofaccordions.org. And if you're going to find yourself in the Duluth-Superior area up here, pay them a visit, because it'll blow your mind, all right? Here's the John Jeske Band. They're going to a polka dance. Some fancy trumpeting in that one, too. That is the John Jeske Band. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Every week, we gather around the record players, and we play a handful of polka records. So I'm glad you could join us for another week. And don't forget, too, if you want to make a request or you have a dedication or question or comment or whatever the heck, there are multiple ways in this modern world that you could get a message to Oompa Hour headquarters here. That sounds kind of impressive, doesn't it? You can call or text on the trusty telephone to area code 218-259-2985. You can leave a voice message or you can send a text message if you're into that sort of thing. 218-259-2985. And if that doesn't jive your boat or float your whatever I'm talking about, Rolling Stones gather no moss, I don't know. You can email oompahour@aol.com. And if that doesn't work for you, we're on Facebook too, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways, I guess. Now it's time for a little Don Peachy and the Orchestra. Man, I'm telling you, I grabbed a bunch of scratchy records for this week, because that's part of the trick of this whole show. Everything you hear is coming from a genuine vinyl phonograph record, except for the ones that were pressed on polystyrene. And if we go way back and we pull out some shellac from the 40s, because that'll happen once in a while, too. Here's Don Peachy and the Orchestra. Bad news, man. There's no beer today. Thank you.
afternoon I was riding in my car. All I had left was a dollar. We stopped into a bar just to have a little drink, and you could hear the bartender holler,
"No beer today, no beer today. You can't buy beer on Sunday. No beer today, no beer today. You gotta come around on Monday."
Don Peachy and the gang there. Aren't they from Burnett, Wisconsin? Does that sound familiar or accurate to you? I could be wrong, but that's what my memory banks are telling me anyway. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Here's Lil Richard. Not Little Richard, Lil Richard. One guy sang "Good Golly, Miss Molly." This guy sings "I Wish I Had a Sweetheart." Polka. From Aleatoric Records down in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul area. I love the sound of a good Aleatoric record. Here's one of them. for a second there. I forgot who that was. That's Little Richard. Not Little Richard, but Little Richard. I wish I had a sweetheart polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's Roll Time Oldies Show. How about one from the Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band? It's the Rain Rain Polka. Boy, I hope it doesn't make it start raining around here. I'm digging this sunshine. There you have it there. That's the Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band. That's the Rain Rain Polka. And this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. We do this every week. Believe it or not, this happens every week just like this. Oh, man, I don't have a lot to say this week. I feel like I'm letting you down. I'm not complaining about anything yet. I'll work on that. I'm sure I'd come up with something here pretty quick. That's because I never talk about politics on the show. No matter how upsetting Facebook might be, I never talk about politics on the show. Anyway, what do we got going on here? What are we, halfway through this sucker already? How about the Windy City Brass? How about we do a waltz? We always have at least waltz, one waltz in every show, and heck, we already had an Oberic and a Schottisch today. Wow, are we a diversified dancing group this week? Let's do the Windy City Brass and the Harvest Time Waltz.
Czas na taki dzień, żyje.
Well, I don't think we've had that one on the show before. You'd think after 372 shows, we would have got to that one, but I don't recall ever giving that one a spin. Windy City Brass there, and the Harvest Time Waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Your old-time oldie show. Old-time because it's all polkas and waltzes and whatnot, and oldies because they're all from records, which means they're going back, you know, like before CDs took over everything. And now, you know, kids look at you, what is that thing? It's a CD. Oh, my music just comes out of space now into my phone. And I'm like, yeah, it comes out of space for me too, but we call it a radio. Hey, let's do two waltzes in a row. I think that's groundbreaking. I don't believe we've ever had that before. So dancers, if you're waiting for the waltz, don't sit down yet. Because let's do another one. Let's do a good old scratchy Elmer Scheid 45 here, shall we? And this is the B-side. Normally I play the other side, but as it turns out, in the world of old-time records, especially 45s, most of the time, not always, but most of the time, there's a polka on one side and a waltz on the other. Here's Elmer Scheid and the band. This is Warren's Waltz. There you go. Elmer Scheid and the band, Warren's Waltz on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. It just freaks me out when I'm doing this and I'm finding records that I'm like, I don't think I've ever played this on the show. You know, some of these I've dug out of storage that have been put away for 30, 40 years. And I don't know that I ever got through the whole stack anyway on the show. And then I get to move them around and I get confused and you got piles of records all over the place. I don't believe that we have ever played the Slow Piece Polka by Jack Walter's Polka Party Band. And just in case we haven't, here it is.
Folks you know so well. We can play the foxtrot, the polka is our style. We can play the jitterbug, but oh no, the lady wants a slow piece before she goes home.
bad musicians, night and day we play. Always try to satisfy the folks we know so well. We can play the foxtrot, the polka is our style. We can play the jitterbug, but oh no, the lady wants a slow piece before she goes home.
There's no way that's been on the show before because I haven't heard that in years. Jack Walters, Polka Party Band there. And I was going to say the lady wants a slow piece. That's the chorus anyway. Yeah, I already said that. It's the slow piece polka, right? I was trying to read the record here. And why is print so small? Hang on, let me get the other reading glasses. No, I don't change them. I put on two pair. That's what I do. From Reading, Pennsylvania. All right, well, I'm glad we got that figured out. Compatible stereo. I always like it when my stereo is compatible. There's nothing worse than having to spend time with an incompatible stereo. Neil Hefti and the Orchestra is over here on turntable number two. And if you remember 1966, the Batman TV show, one of my grandson's favorite songs, na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Batman. It was Neil Hefti's orchestra that played the Batman song for the TV show. And they also, of course, do a million other things, including polkas. So forget about Batman, although I do have the Batman polka up here on the shelf somewhere. Here's Neil Hefti and the orchestra and the Midnight Polka. That wasn't confusing enough for you. It started out with Jingle Bells and it closed with Auld Lang Syne and had just about every song you ever heard shoved in the middle somewhere. What Well, what is it? Maybe it's because I don't read the small print is what the problem is. Midnight Polka, Neil Hefti and his orchestra, the band with a sweet sound, it says. It includes, it says right here, Jingle Bells, Oh Dem Golden Slippers, Oh Susanna, Battle Hymn of the Republic, Hail, Hail, the Gang's All Here, and Auld Lang Syne. No wonder it was so confusing, and to think I could have played the Baby Doll Polka on the other side and kept everything so much simpler. Well, that's the way it works out. Speaking of things simple and working out, this next record messes with my mind every time I want to play it, because when the record was pressed, they put the wrong label on the wrong sides of the record. So oft times I would play this and I'd say, and now here's the Little Fisherman Orchestra with 10 Pretty Girls. And then I think that's a crowded band bus. And then I play it, and instead I get the Polish Wedding Waltz. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's not right. Well, finally, last time that happened, I got out my pen, and I wrote on the label on the 10 Pretty Girls side that song's really on the other side. So, assuming that I wrote it on the right thing at the right time last time, this should be the Little Fisherman Orchestra doing 10 Pretty Girls.
You can't marry 10 pretty girls. There were 10 pretty girls, and I'll tell you this, that the boy's biggest thrill was to steal a kiss. But it doesn't mean a thing playing kiss in the ring, 'cause you can't marry 10 pretty girls. Now 5 were blondes and 4 brunettes, and 1 was a sunny little redhead. The girls grew up, the boy left school, and at 21 he wedded the saucy little redhead. Oh, that one pretty girl at the village school. Here's what she taught the boy at the village school. Kissing girls may be fun, but your heart picks on one, so you can't marry 10 pretty girls.
Yo, Little Fisherman Orchestra there, 10 Pretty Girls, and I'm just glad that I wrote that on the record label so I played the right side this time. It's very confusing if you don't do that, you know? Now, we got to play one of these records that is one of my favorite songs that has been recorded by like 163 different polka bands, and we don't play the Marv Herzog version very often. Here's Just Another Polka. Thank you.
another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we've met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No,
just another polka, like any other polka. But somehow the music has charms. This is just another polka, but holy smoka. Oh, what a girl, and I play it again. Oh, what a girl, and I play it again.
That song, I don't know why, it's so darn catchy. I'll be singing it to myself the rest of the week now. Marv Herzog there, along with Wally Losel singing there, Just Another Polka. In fact, I'm going to put this one aside right now. Let me put it in the sleeve here, because not that I want to confuse anybody, but I do another radio show every day besides this show, and I'm going to put this record over there, and I'm going to play it on the other show, which is not a polka show, believe it or not. But I get away with playing polkas, and I am playing that one next week on my other show. All right, let's do Jumpin' Jerry and the Balls Boys. This one doesn't come around very often. That's B-A-L-Z, by the way. Here's the Springtime Polka. Jockey at the end. Darn it, anyway. Jumpin' Jerry and the Balls Boys. That's fun one. The Springtime Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And looks like we got time for a couple of more coming up here.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. you'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, well, the way this show is going, let's just play something else completely ridiculous, shall we? Lil Wally and the gang, this is called Meow, 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 Meow. It's for all those cats that have been buying Meow Mix all these years.
Miau, 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 kotki śpiewają. Miau, 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 dobrze się mają, bo dosyć się napoili, ogonki stoją. Polka, ginger, tiger, buzi, tył, tak się nie boją. Miau, 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 tak w trawie leżą. Miau, 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 biedy nie wiedzą. Jeden, drugi, trzeci, czwarty ładnie się bawią. Miau, 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 razy śpiewają. Miau, 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 here's our quartet now. That's our kittens, when they're sitting, they don't sing bow bow. Miau, 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 this is what I hear. From our forecast, polka, tiger, bushy tail, ginger.
What a lovely sound!
Told you it was ridiculous. It is Meow, 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 Lil Wally, and it says here with America's Greatest Polka Band. It's right on the record. You can't argue with that. It's a fact, I'm telling you. All right, let's go out on a Dick Rogers record, shall we? And not only that, it's a waltz, but it is our second song in the show this week about drinking and beer, so what the heck.
I met with a gal in Milwaukee. Oh, what a beautiful dream. We had three or four and then several more, and that's when I went off my beam. Sick, sober and sorry, broke, disgusted and sad. Sick, sober and sorry, but look at the fun that I had. The jukebox so loudly was playing, each couple was having a ball. But all of those gals are sweethearts and pals, I'll bet I am sicker than all. Sick, sober and sorry, broke, disgusted and sad. Sick, sober and sorry, but look at the fun that I had. The clock on the wall said it's later. In fact, it was 22:40. In spite of my pride, they kicked me outside. They locked and they bolted that door. Sick, sober and sorry, broke, disgusted and sad. Sick, sober and sorry, but look at the fun that I had. Outside I was hailing a taxi,
tail. It sported a star, I never got far. It was only two blocks to the jail.
Sick, sober, and sorry. Broke, disgusted, and sad. Sick, sober, and sorry. But look at the fun that I had.
There you go, Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra here on the radio. And Sick, Sober, and Sorry. See, on the radio, you have to see them in your mind. And they're all good-looking, and they're all a lot younger than they are now when you use the theater of the mind as opposed to looking in that screen, you know what I mean? Well, I put some lids on another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour, but I still got a bunch of records I didn't even get to this week. And I'll yank a few more off the shelf, and I shall return about 7 days from right now and do it again.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.